Put on Christ. Of course, I have the booklet ready to go. Last week's message is also here. We're just trying to give you some tools to help you in your walk. Every day when you wake up, unfortunately, we start in the natural. And we have to choose every day to get dressed, of course. Choose what attitude. Now, I know some people say, well, I woke up on the wrong side of the bed this morning. And I want to say, well, you can change that. The scripture says, put on Christ. Put on Christ like you'd put on a garment. Like you'd put on a coat. Put it on as if it was covering you through and through. When Adam and Eve sinned, the first thing they wanted to do was to cover themselves. In our natural, sinful man, we need to be covered. When we put on Christ, we're covering our shame, we're covering our reproaches, all of our condemnation. It's covered. God no longer sees that. God doesn't look at you like you and I might look at each other. He looks at us with Christ on. And every day we have to put him on. Now I know we're born again, and when we sleep, we don't lose it. But it's an attitude. It's a mindset. It's something we're supposed to do as a first things first. Put on Christ. Put it on as a garment of protection, a garment of wisdom, a garment of guidance, of God's presence, reminding you of who you are and what God has made us through what Jesus has done. And like that garment, we are covered. The great good news is that we are completely covered. There's not a part of us that God hasn't taken care of and saved us. Not a part. So I asked the question, how do you put on Christ? And I've said, like a garment. But it's done by what we believe. That's how we put him on, by what we believe. Something to wear. The scriptures speak about a garment of righteousness, a garment of praise, a garment of mercy, a garment of truth, a garment of anointing. All of these things God has clothed us with. In our natural man, we see nakedness, but in our born-again spirit, there is no nakedness. We are completely covered with the glory of the Lord. There is no sense of shyness, a sense of embarrassment, or trying to reveal or to conceal something. We will be before him in complete openness and unashamed, just as it was with Adam and Eve when they first came together. They were naked and unashamed. So it is in Christ, so are you. Unlike a garment, though, which you can't relate to, I mean, I don't know how many of you have ever talked to your coat lately or talked to your clothes and told them to look better or something. Maybe you've yelled at them for not fitting right. I've kind of had that problem. Anyway, in putting on Christ, we are relating to a being, not an inanimate object. Relating to the law versus grace, we are relating to a being. I want to share with you, I guess, about 6 or 7 little things that are like, this is what it was like under the law, this is what it's like under grace. The law is impersonal, unbending, insensitive. Perfection is required. The law doesn't relate to you. It just demands of you. It directs you. It places the burden on us to keep it. Under grace, it's different. We're relating to a being. We're relating to Jesus. Grace is not a thing. It's a person. It's Jesus. We're relating to love and forgiveness and kindness. Grace supplies, while law might demand, grace supplies our life. It supplies our forgiveness. It supplies our covering and places the burden on the Spirit within us. I hope that you can see a difference. I hope that you will. Obedience under the law is like this. It was on us to perform. For us to be blessed, we had to keep the law. Performance-based, it's on me. I got to do it. Conditional. If I make it, if I do well, I'm blessed. If I disobey, then I get the curse. It was all on me. It was all on you. Under grace, through obedience, grace provides obedience. It provides the performance. It was already accomplished in Christ. It's already done. You don't have to try to be righteous. You just need to accept it. Accept what the righteousness has been accomplished for on your behalf. And now we are blessed. We don't work for the blessing, we work because of the blessing. Under the law, we worked for it. And obviously, we didn't do a very good job. Obedience of faith versus obedience of the law. Obedience of faith, unconditional righteousness given in His name. You don't earn it, you can't lose it. It's a gift, unconditional. Under law, believing. This is something that I've been communicating lately. I wonder if you're getting it. Under the law, believing was on us. Jesus said, all things are possible to those who believe. But with sin, it marred and perverted our heart. We were filled with unbelief and filled with doubt. It messed us up. We cannot believe God. It's not in us. And that statement, all things are possible to those who believe, man, you might as well be whistling Dixie to us. It ain't going to happen. But under grace, the one who does believe all things came and abides in you. And now the believing is on Him. The believer is with you. The believer is in you. And when you speak, it's as if He's speaking through you. When you believe, it's because He's believing through you. Under grace, it's on His believing. How many of you remember these verses or verses like it? You have John 12 or John 14, John 9, and John 3. And it says, He who believes in Me. Under law, it was, he who believes in themselves. Who believes in God on their own. But under grace, it's he who believes in Me. He who believes in the Son of God. Who believes in what I've done for you. Different place. Different thing. Placing the believing on His believing. The trusting on His trusting. So all you have to do now is relate to Him. See Him. Behold Him. And that's why it's so important that we get rid of the law. Because the law is keeping us from seeing Him. A different walk under the law. Under the law it was, be holy for I am holy. The root cause of sin was in us. Sin as a root was leading us into unbelief. It was leading us into doubt. It was leading us into disobedience and ungodliness. It was what we were born in. Under law, the root was sin. Under grace, the root has changed. We've been born again. We have a root of righteousness given to us, put on Christ. The root is Jesus and being born again. And because we live to Him and see Him, embrace Him, experience His peace, His comfort, His joy, His inspiration, we're transformed. We're renewed, and we become obedient just because we know Him, just because we walk with Him, just because we focus on Him. As I said before, grace is a spirit, not a teaching or thing. When we are in right relationship to the Lord, we are in righteousness. Did you know that you are right with Him when you accepted Jesus as your Lord? And being right with Him makes you righteous. We are no longer alone forever. I think the song this morning sung to that beautifully. You're never going to be alone again. To the law, under the law, we were alone, on our own, trying to keep it. Under grace, we're never alone. We always have Him. He'll never leave us nor forsake us. In our born-again spirit, Jesus said in John 17:21, that they all may be one as You, Father, as You, Father, are in Me, and I in You. As the Father and the Son are one, so are we. You got to meditate on that. And as you meditate on that, you're going to see the Lord. You're going to see Jesus. It's going to manifest and reveal unto you what He's done. And as you do that, you're going to be transformed. Just by doing that, it will transform you. It will change your desires. It will change the way you live. God's grace is God's love in us. Grace is love. Grace is peace. Grace is Jesus. We're not relating to regulations and laws anymore. Something on the outside. We're relating to a spiritual intimacy on the inside. The law exposed the root problem that we didn't have the love of God in us. The law exposed, quite frankly, we didn't have God in us. It's that simple. But now that we're born again, we've got God in us. And if God is in us, according to what you believe, so be it unto you. If God is in you, that means unlimited grace. Unlimited. It's abiding in you. Salvation has poured out God's love 24/7. I have shared this in Bible studies, and I want you to, you know, we grew up with the idea that faith is such a vague thing, such a almost impersonal thing. Well, you got to have faith. Well, you know, just live by faith. And you know what we're really saying to each other is, we don't understand it. We don't know how it's going to work out. So there. Right? Live by faith. It's such a vague thing. It's such a, you know, cover everything. Live by faith. Well, whatever this, whatever that. By faith. What it means is we don't know nothing. We're just going to trust this mysterious something. And that's so wrong. Faith is to our advantage. Faith is the greatest way to live. You see, by faith, you know that God exists. By faith, you know that Jesus died for you. By faith, you can receive forgiveness and know it. And know it. Faith leads to knowing. Faith leads to knowing. And knowing leads to peace and rest and joy and the life abundant. Faith leads to transformation. Faith leads to love. You can know that you're loved only by faith. I'm speaking of God, of course. Under law, the only way we could know love was through each other, through circumstances or situations. Things that happen, we could say, well, I'm glad that worked out. Thank you, God. Kind of a secondhand, distant situation. But nothing deep and personal. Nothing abiding inside. But now that you're born again, love has been poured out 24/7. Under this situation, under law, love was experienced periodically. I mean, if you had a good day, you experienced love two or three times. You know, maybe you go a month without experiencing some love. You understand what I'm saying to you? It's not 24/7. It's coming to you from the outside when you see it, when you acknowledge it, and it makes you feel kind of warm and fuzzy on the inside. But under grace, the love of God has come from outside to inside. And if you look inside by faith, you can see him with your spiritual eyes. You can experience him and hear him 24/7. Love, 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 like a light on, a light on. And we haven't been seeing it because we've been focusing on the law and the guilt and all of that stuff. You get rid of that, and as I said, it seems empty. But there's this love thing going on. That by faith, you can know that he has said to you, I love you as I love my son. Now you've got to take that by faith. Where on earth are you going to see that? I want to see that you love Jesus like you love me. Where am I going to see that? I can't touch it. I can't feel it. I can't put my arms around it. Are you getting what I'm saying? It's a physical experience. Sense-driven experience coming from the outside. A temporary, periodic love. But in this case, by faith, 24/7. There's not a moment that goes by that you can't know that you're loved. And all you've got to do is start thinking about what he said. He said to you, I love you, I will never leave you. I love you as I love my own son. I've made you one with me. And you know, for that to mean something to you, faith. Faith. Faith is the gate. Faith opens up. Faith, and you know, unlocks the darkness. Faith is alive and seeing and powerful, and it brings peace. You ever experienced God's peace? It took faith to get there. You ever experienced his love? It took faith to get there. You're born again? It took faith to get there. What is faith? It's believing what he said. And in grace, I poured out my love on you. I can't take it back. I can't take back your forgiveness. I can't take back your healing. I can't take back your provision. I have loved you. I have helped you. Faith sees that. Faith knows that. And when you see it and know it and you begin to experience peace, you are being transformed. You are being transformed. They work together like hand and glove. Salvation is poured out. God's love. And living to God's love is the fulfillment of the law. That's why we don't need the law. That's why we get rid of the law. You live to love, and it happens automatically. It's a done deal. Grace is God's presence and power. You know, this is something that I think the church has stumbled on, and we grew up in it, and that is, you know, that God is with us, and He will see us through it. And you know, it's kind of like, yeah, I'm watching you. Yeah, you got hit in a car accident. Now you're in trouble. Yeah, I'm watching you. And you got cancer now and you're going to die. I'm watching you. You see what I'm saying here? I'm watching you go through all of this. As if that was enough. But that's not what the scripture says. I am with you to deliver you. I am with you to love you. And in loving you, I have set you free. In loving you, I have healed you. In loving you, I have delivered you. I'm not just with you so we can hold hands while you die. I'm with you to bring you life and life abundant. I'm with you to bring peace, and peace is power. You ever have peace? You've got the answer. But we haven't known that. And because we haven't believed that, we have not been putting on Christ. We have not been putting on the garment of praise for that spirit of heaviness. We have not been putting on that garment of righteousness that says, no, my peace means deliverance. My peace means the curse is broken. My peace means I will not succumb to evil. I will not be disobedient. My peace means I'm delivered. You've got to see that. You've got to embrace that. It's got to be in your heart. And when it is, you're putting on Christ. God's grace is working in us to will and to do as His good pleasure. Philippians 2:13 tells us that. Grace supplies. Grace supplies. When we see Him in His love, when we experience the love of God, you know what? You got to start saying to yourself, I know the love of God. The love of God abides in me. I have God's love in me right now, and I see it. And your flesh is saying to you, where? Where? Where is it? And your spirit's saying, I don't see it through you, bud. I see it through faith. I see it. And as I see it, I am delivered. I am supplied. You know what? Holiness living, righteous living, comes from the right source. You have some water, John? In other words, it's the root that produces, and the root was born into you. And holiness and righteousness was born into you. And by faith, you put that on. By faith, you embrace that. And when you do, you start to live to it. This scripture, 2 Corinthians 3:18, says this, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord. Thank you, John. Beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord. When you look into a mirror, physically, you see yourself. What you look like, what's going on. When you behold the Lord, when you behold the Lord, you are seeing yourself. Wow. Are you kidding me? When you see Jesus, you're not seeing Jesus, just Jesus. You're seeing you. The mirror. Being changed into the same image, it says. Beholding, looking, seeing. Get rid of the law. Look at Jesus. Behold Him. What beauty, what glory He is. And when you see Him, you see what He's made you. That's what that verse is saying. Being transformed into the same image. Of what? Of Jesus. You are as He is in this world. You are seeing yourself in Him. And as you believe that, you're putting on Christ. You're putting on Christ. And just because you believe it and you see him and you say, Lord, that's what you made me. You've made me beautiful. You purified me. You made me like yourself. Father God, you love me like you love the Son. You made me one with you and him. I'm putting on Christ. And just by doing that, it changes me from glory to glory, and I'm transformed because I believe it, because I believe it. Under law, we were to observe and do all that was written. How many of you have ever heard this verse from Joshua 1:8? Some of you? Joshua was told, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth. That means don't stop talking about it. But you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Now, a lot of ministry today takes that verse and says, see there, meditate on the word of God day and night, and you will be prosperous and have good success. But know what we know now. If I meditate on the law, the book of the law, what am I meditating on? According to Scripture, I'm meditating on the condemnation and death ministry that was given, because the law was given to expose my lack of God. So I'm meditating on that, which is going to put me back under bondage? No. Under law, that's what I was supposed to do. And if I could do it and keep it, I would be blessed and have success. But what's the problem? No one can keep it. So God fixed the problem. He gave us grace, the gospel of grace. And now we don't meditate on the written word. We focus on the gospel of grace. We don't focus on the written law. We focus on the spoken word of Jesus and the written gospels of grace. That's where we focus. That becomes supreme. This is huge. This is huge. Under law, we focused on the written code. Under grace, we focus on Jesus. And Jesus is superior to the law in every way. Just by being with him, seeing him, the law is done. And I'm transformed and made life where death reigned. This Philippians 3:8-10, Paul wrote this, yet indeed I count all things lost for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, that I may gain Christ. He's no longer focused on the law. He's focused on knowing Jesus and gaining and gaining and gaining in his relationship and relating to him and being found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which is from God by faith, that I may know him, that I may know him. That's our focus. Forget the law, that I might know him, that I might know him. The power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings and being conformed to his death. The law is death, the spirit is life. The law is a ministry of death. Romans 8:2 says, the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made us free from the law of sin and death. And putting on Christ, we are transformed just by the power of grace. You know what? Have you ever noticed that when you hang around someone, you kind of become like them? Anybody ever experienced that? I remember being in high school and hanging around with guys, and I would walk a certain way, but after walking with them in the hallway week after week, I started walking like them. Anybody do that? I remember that from high school. And you start talking the same way. You start saying the same words. When we were growing up, I don't know if you remember this, Keith, dynamite. Remember that one? That's so archaic today. I don't even know what they say today. What do they say today? You know, Dan? Anything? Don't want to put that on you, Dan, but I thought I'd ask. The law required right living. Under grace, it's right believing. The Spirit provides right standing in Christ, and you've got to know that and put it on every day. You have right standing. You say, well, I haven't done anything. I haven't earned it. You never will. It's something you accept. Well, yeah, I was a bad boy last night. Well, it doesn't matter. Put on Christ this morning. You can do it by faith because you believe that His Spirit, His presence is greater than sin. It's greater. It's greater just by being with Him. It's greater just by being with Him. Right believing is accepting what God has done. Under law, we were under sin's dominion. Under grace, we are under dominion of love. So now it becomes very, very important that we begin to see God's love in our life. Let's start developing our spiritual eyes to see love. Because as we do that, it will transform us from glory to glory. Jesus is Lord of all things. If God declares us holy and forgiven, who are we not to accept it? Who are we not to accept it? If He's declared us holy and forgiven, who are you? Well, you know what you'd be by not accepting it? Rebellious. We get what we believe, not what we deserve. As we believe and wake up to righteousness and put on our salvation, God has subjected His whole salvation of grace and truth to our believing Him. And yet, even that, it's His believing that we're believing in. I love that. I love that. I don't have to sit here and think, I'm having a good day of believing. I'm strong. I'm a good day's believing today. I'm going to pray for your healing. You know what? I could have done bad things coming here today. But I know that this is a gift. And I know that the believing one is in me. Come on, Edward, stand up, please. Yeah, you. Here's my believing one. His name is Jesus, right? He is with me. You see? His heart's got to get changed. He knows he's saved. He knows he's the righteousness of God in Christ. It's not based on anything we've done. It's what He's done. Amen? And I'm saying, well, I've been a bad boy today, but, you know, we're going to pray for you. And as I reach out my hand, put your hand on mine. This is what happens. And you see it. When you see it, you're transformed. Who's believing do we have to worry about? It's me. Believe. I'm the one believing for. Do you know Him? Do you know He never leaves you? His hand never leaves you. If you believe Him, you just got to know it. Amen? This is true for you and for everyone. When you lay hands on someone, it's not just your hand. When you go and you believe enough to believe in Him, amen. That's all you need. Amen? Thanks. Here's something I want you to get. Maybe I've shared all of what I've shared for you to get this. We got to watch what we're saying. Not because we're under law, but because we're under grace. When we speak world, you know what world is? That's speaking naturally, natural solutions, depending on natural things. And we're not speaking grace, which is supernatural. You know His hand's on your hand. When you speak world, it's as if you're neglecting so great a relationship. It's like the Lord's looking at you and saying, what are you doing? I'm here. What are you acting as if I'm not here? You've got to watch what you're saying. Our mouths reveal to us and to anybody else who cares to listen what our heart condition is at the moment. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. And brothers and sisters in Christ, we've been saved and given redemption. We've been given righteousness. We've been told to awake to it. We've been told to put on Christ. And if we keep continually speaking world, because our family does, because those we respect do, because we're afraid of what others might think, we are neglecting our relationship to holiness and righteousness. We are acting as babes in Christ again. Are you hearing me? Unbelief leads to wrong speaking under the law. Under grace, our right believing leads to right speaking. This isn't a burden. No. We need to put on Christ, and that includes our language, because faith is voice activated. You can know that from Mark 11, 23 and 24 and other passages. You have to speak. Sit, stay, stop barking. That one they're working on. Under law, our words. Listen to this. Under the law, our words condemned us, or justified us. Under law, our words were judged by every idle word that we spoke. Under law, life and death were in the power of our words. And because the root of our experience was sin, all of it came against us because of the curse. But under grace, it's changed. Under grace, it's changed. These laws still operate while we speak world instead of faith in God. But under grace, what happened to that verse? I'm missing a slide, but you're probably thinking that's okay. Under grace, our words set us free. When we speak faith and grace, we are speaking life to our family, to ourselves. We have been given His stuff, His words. Use them. Use them. Prophesy in His name. Speak to sickness and disease in His name. And realize you're not speaking on your own. He's speaking through you. Peter said, speak as if the very oracles of God. Stop being under law. Be under grace with your words. Start paying attention to how you speak when you're afraid or when the stress comes. And realize, I'm living to the law. I'm living to my sin nature. Live to grace. You know, we're all going to blow this. And I would say, stop. No, I shouldn't have said that. That's of the flesh. That's of the world. I shouldn't have said that. I shouldn't have been so fearful. I've got Christ in me. Greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world. God will never leave me or forsake me. He's here to deliver me. And you start speaking yourself, putting on Christ again, and awakening to that righteousness. And when you say that, you say, Lord, I renounce those words that I spoke, and I cast them down, those words that I spoke, and I will not let them rule me anymore. I want to live to your words. This is vital. This is vital. Isaiah 61:3 says, a prophecy concerning our day. To console those who mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes. Remember when I said, when you behold Him, when you see Jesus, you see Him in His beauty. It's your beauty for the ashes that you were in. The oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. You know what the spirit of heaviness is? The law, the guilt, the burden. It's the law, the condemnation, the shame, the reproach, not measuring up, never good enough. Let it go. Put on the garment of praise. Why? Because by faith, you can see it, what He's done. Only by faith. It's the only way to get there. That they may be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord. That's what you are. Trees of righteousness, planted by the word of the Lord and planted with the Lord Himself. That's awesome. But you've got to see it. Lay aside the garment of heaviness, the burden of life under the law. Remember this verse from Matthew 11:28. I am stopping right here. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, under the law of condemnation, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke, put on my garment of righteousness. Learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your soul. When you find rest, you're being transformed. When you find rest, you're putting on the garment. When you find rest, you're letting go of the law, and you're letting Jesus be Lord. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. It's all on me, Jesus is saying. It's all on me. You believe in me. You believe in me, and we'll do things. Lord, thank you for the Word of God is coming alive in our lives as we understand the things of the Spirit and forsake and walk away from the world, that we may speak of your glory, of your righteousness that's in us and who you've made us. Amen.